While there are many economic concerns about business shutdowns related to the coronavirus, Utah State University professor Randy Martin says one positive outcome has been the reduction in emissions, leading to better air quality throughout the world.
We know that in the last few weeks, the vehicle count, at least along the Wasatch Front, has dropped to about 75% of what it normally is. And just doing some really rough back-of-the-envelope calculations that suggest that we're putting about 2,000 tons less per day of pollution in the air. And that's not accounting for businesses that are closed or reductions in air travel or train travel, because I just don't have those numbers.
Will this emission reduction have long-term impacts on air quality? Simon Wong, a USU climate studies professor, says that may not be determined for another 5 years.
So it's similar to just the virus itself, right? We all know that people who contracted wouldn't have response right away. I mean, you can wait from 3 days to up to 2 weeks. So the atmosphere functions like that.
Martin says the self-isolation measures in the state, as well as the lockdowns initiated globally, can serve as trial runs for people to reduce their carbon footprint.
You know, they don't have to drive as much. And this is really driving that home a little bit in the extreme. But, you know, these changes we're making now is try to keep a little bit of them moving forward. We'll all end up with a better environment.
Wong says he anticipates research papers to come out within the next 2 months detailing the initial impacts of the coronavirus on air quality. Reporting for Utah Public Radio, I'm Kat Webb.